Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Five things that prove Salafism, Wahhabism, and Islam are different religions. Number 1. Paganism. Most would often confuse them with Islamic sects, but the truth is there are fundamental differences between Islam and the 18th century religions, Salafism and Wahhabism. The god of Salafi or Wahhabis is no different than the pre-Islamic god Hubal, a god that is composed of parts and is located at a certain place in the sky. They believe that Allah has face, legs, hands, fingers, etc. This can be seen through the books written by the prominent Salafi clerics like Ibn Baz, Ibn Jibreen, Ibn Taymiyyah, Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen. On page number 179 of Sharh al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah, written by Sheikh al-Uthaymeen, he says, "Our belief is that Allah has a physical face." Ibn Jibreen, another prominent Salafi cleric, says that the fingers of Allah are in his hands. However, it is not necessary that they are like the fingers of the created beings. Rather, in it is a confirmation to the hand, and in it is a confirmation to the fingers in the hands. You will often find them stating that they do not know how this face or hand is, but the point is they admit without any doubt that God has face, hands, fingers, and that the believers will see God in the hereafter. Here is the Salafi cleric Zakir Naik admitting this paganism.
It's not like the hand that we have got, five fingers like this line, Allah's hand. How? Allah Allah.
The moment they admit that God has face, hands, or fingers, they have made God composed of parts, no matter what they say after that. In fact, it is one of the best examples of disbelief in polytheism, also known as kufr and shirk. This is despite the fact that God says in the Holy Quran, "Qul huwa Allahu ahad," which means, "Say he is God, the one, the indivisible." Therefore, his essence is indivisible and not composed of parts for him to have a hand or a leg. Something that is absolute cannot have divisions, distinguishable or distinctive parts. Otherwise, it would mean that it is compounded and not absolute. Composition indicates towards poverty and need. Composition negates absolute richness. Therefore, it is a contradiction to consider deity as absolute while at the same time restricting it in any possible way. Whether it be the restriction by saying that it is composed of parts or confining its existence to a certain place. Ibn Jibreen says, "As for seeing in the hereafter, the Sunni scholars have proven that it is an outright seeing, that the believers see God, the Exalted, in paradise and visit him. He talks to them and they talk to him." Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen admits this pagan belief as well when he says, "There's consensus among the Salaf that he can be physically located in the sky." Here is another clip of Zakir Naik admitting that we will see Allah in the paradise.
"But on the Day of Judgment, there are many sayings of the Prophet that in Jannah, we would love to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, face of Almighty God, and that would be a pleasure for us. So if you pray that may you see Allah in the next life, in Jannah, inshallah," very good prayer.
Number 2. Promoting terrorism. While the media does not stop labeling terrorism as Islamic, on the other hand, most people keep repeating the saying that terrorists have no religion. The truth is that terrorists do have a religion, not Islam, but it is Salafism and Wahhabism. Radical terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Al-Nusra, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, and many others are Salafism or Wahhabism based. They justify their barbaric acts citing what has been made permissible by the praised Salafi Wahhabi clerics like Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Abdul Wahhab, and others. Ibn Taymiyyah lived in the 13th century, and he declared all rulers who did not enforce Sharia to be apostates, and consequently he made it permissible to attack them. Such permissibility by the Salafi Wahhabi clerics is used by the terrorists to justify attack against innocent people. Here is one of the videos of the former Imam of the Grand Mosque in Mecca, Abdul Qalbani, a Salafi who confesses on national television that ISIS have the same beliefs as the Salafis.
عبرت تعبير آخر قلت داعش نبتة سلفية.
نبتة سلفية.
كيف نبتة سلفية؟
هم يستدلون شوف يعني بعض الأخوان يقول لك إن صناعة استخباراتية وصناعة. الاستخبارات لا تنشئ شيئا جديدا هي تستغل الموجود. فهم يعني هم استغلوا من يحمل ذلك الفكر. الفكر الذي تحمله داعش فكر سلفي. ليست إخوانية وليست قطبية وليست صوفية وليست أشعرية. يستدلون بما في كتبنا نحن وفي مبادئنا نحن.
This is also another reason why these terrorist organizations are funded by the Salafism-based countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. In a 2016 WikiLeaks disclosure of John Podesta emails, it came to be known that the Saudi and Qatar governments have been providing financial and logistic support to ISIS and other terrorist outfits.
That email, it states that ISIS is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Now, I think this is the most significant email in the whole collection.
Number 3. Permissibility to kill other Muslims. You must have heard news of repeated terrorist attacks in Muslim-majority countries like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Nigeria, and others. Didn't you wonder why Muslims? Well, now you know that the real reason is Salafi Wahhabis versus the rest of the world, terrorizing whoever disagrees with them. Ibn Taymiyyah says in one of his fatwas that it is permissible to kill other Muslims as collateral damage. He says, if with the kufr, there are pious people from best of the mankind, it is not possible to fight these kufr except by killing them, then they are to be killed as well. While Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, the founder of Wahhabism, who was greatly influenced by Ibn Taymiyyah, declared jihad against bad Muslims and named all non-Wahhabis to be infidels. He was the first to reintroduce the Kharji concept of takfir nearly 1,000 years later in the 19th century. Takfir is the process of declaring another Muslim to be apostate and in turn saying that their murders are legitimate. To determine whether someone was takfir, Al-Wahhab promulgated a system of voiders of Islam. If only one of the voiders is met, then that person is found to be apostate and therefore eligible for execution. Number 4. Iblisian beliefs. The Salafi Wahhabi belief is precisely like the belief of accursed Iblis mentioned in the Holy Quran. Iblis did not reject worshipping God, but he rejected prostrating to Khalifa Allah, the vicegerent of God Adam, peace be upon him. He rejected him to be the mediator and the direction of worship towards God, while the angels prostrated to Adam. So the monotheism in Salafism Wahhabism is precisely like that of Iblis, while the monotheism of angels to them is shirk or polytheism. Let's take an example. Turning toward doctors and using medicine does not represent polytheism, as they cannot benefit people if God did not will so, and if He had not granted them the ability to benefit people. It is just like that with the souls, except that the doctors in this case are the souls of prophets and the vicegerents. So turning toward them is not association with God, for they do not benefit people, nor can they intercede except by the permission of God. The Almighty says in the Holy Quran, an intercession does not benefit with Him except for one whom He permits. The Almighty also says in the Holy Quran, and they say, the Most Merciful has taken a son. Exalted is He, rather they are honored servants. They cannot precede Him in word, they act by His command. He knows what is before them and what will be after them. They cannot intercede except on behalf of one whom He approves. In fact, turning away from them is ignorance and disbelief, for God has entrusted them with this rank, and He has made them His Khalifa, the vicegerents on the earth. While whomever turns away from them and claims that he is turning towards God directly in order that he may not be a polytheist, in reality his stance becomes exactly like the stance of Iblis. By that the person becomes a disbeliever in their ranks, which God has assigned specifically for them. In other words, he becomes a disbeliever in command of God, and the person becomes expelled from the mercy of God, while his worship becomes just like that of Iblis. Number 5. Literal interpretation of the Quran. The Salafi Wahhabi belief is based on the literal interpretation of the Quran. This is one of the main reasons for their radical beliefs. They do not realize the simple fact that Quran is speech of God and nothing is similar to God, so it cannot be interpreted in the way the human speech is. This is despite the fact that it is mentioned in the Quran that it has literal and ambiguous verses. Consequently, you will also find their adherents to be the believers in some of the most outdated and ignorant beliefs. For example, they consider the theory of evolution to be false, and declare that whoever believes in it is a disbeliever. You will also find that the revered scholar Sheikh Al-Uthaymi says in one of his fatwas that the sun revolves around the earth based on Islamic evidences. While the Salafi Saudi Arabian Grand Mufti Sheikh Ibn Baz asserted in the year 2000 that the earth was flat and disc-like and sun revolved around it. Here is another video of famous Saudi Salafi cleric Sheikh Al-Fawzan, who is a member of Saudi Council of Senior Scholars.
والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم هل الشمس تدور حول الأرض؟
بلا شك هذا هو ما دل عليه القرآن والشمس تجري، هم يقولون لا الشمس واقفة والأرض هي اللي تجري، هذا عكس ما جاء في القرآن.
Therefore, we have seen that Salafism and Wahhabism have nothing to do with Islam. They are the most outdated and dangerous ideologies in the modern world. It is a savage way of the Wahhabi sheikhs to proclaim others to be disbelievers and to give the murderers from among their followers permission to slay them. This is also the greatest evidence of their ideological, intellectual, and scientific defeat. They lack the ability to understand what the rest of humanity has presented, let alone the ability to respond in a reasonable and scientific manner. This episode was inspired by the Book of Monotheism by Sayyid Ahmad al-Hassan, peace be upon him, the successor and messenger of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. You may download the Arabic version of the book for free by going on the link in the video description. You may also check out some of the translated books in English, including the book Atheism Delusion on saviorofmankind.com. And thank you for watching.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.